My name is Indigo D'Souza, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
Are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
And we're bringing you back to the garden. Today is a very special episode. Yesterday, CITR's annual fund drive began. It's a week-long fundraiser. We are working to get a new, like, transmitter tower. I'm not using the right terminology.
I will admit I do not know.
We're kind of working towards, we have a big goal of $20,000 to replace the transmitter at the top of Walter Gage Tower, so that
broadcasts CITR to all your beautiful homes.
All your beautiful homes.
Vehicles and whatever you listen to.
Et cetera. And we were working on it last year. We're continuing that goal this year. And today's just going to be all about two things. First of all, we're playing exclusively Canadian music, which is a bit of a change for us. Normally here on Back to the Garden, we cover live shows that come to Vancouver. But today, since this is all about CITR and how much we love CITR, which is based in Canada, we figured it's CanCon time.
We're doing a CanCon exclusive episode because, as Molly mentioned, the nature of our show means sometimes we are covering artists that are not Canadian, which means that we, if we're profiling them and doing an interview and their music, we don't have as much Canadian content as normal. But today we have a very fun compilation where we're doing a mix of some of our favorite Canadian artists we have covered on the show, as well as other Canadian artists we hope to cover in the near future or wish to cover or artists kind of to watch over the next year. Yeah, with new work coming out, new albums, new tours potentially. So yeah, today will be a more casual day. We're not covering a specific show in general, but we'll also be talking about, in a way, many shows and many potential shows. And yeah, we I think you can donate on the CITR website for anyone listening and, you know, who's a fan of the content, fan of Discord or magazine, which I'm a writer of. And so I'm going to plug them, too, because they are also part of CITR. But yeah, Fund Drive is a really good opportunity to support, you know, a local initiative, a local, like, really cool group in the city that brings a lot of art and culture to Vancouver and, you know, promotes a lot of local artists and, as we do, like, touring artists even in the city that otherwise maybe wouldn't be recognized. So definitely check out CITR.ca.
Yes, and the actual donate link is donate to CITR.ca, and there you can donate as little or as much as you are able. There's some really awesome prizes that are available based on how much you do donate. You can choose to have them shipped to you, pick them up, or you don't need a prize at all if you don't want it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we recognize that it's tough times out there. However, today we'll also be kind of talking about what CITR and Discorder Magazine have done for us as programmers and for Sam as a writer, and how much we appreciate CITR as like a community hub, a center for arts and culture, et cetera, et cetera.
And a very accessible one at that, too.
Yes.
Like, oftentimes free or pay what you can type content, depending on, you know, the medium that it is being distributed
The nature of what you're looking to get out of this. But we're going to talk all about that a little bit later. We're going to kick you off with another song first. You just listened to In Undertow by Always off of their album Antisocialites. You may recognize that from episode 4 or 5 of Back to the Garden a year ago.
That was an early episode. Yeah, we covered Always when they came with their new album Blue Rev last year, and they did 2 shows at the Commodore. I had the privilege of going to one of them, and it was magnificent.
Awesome.
Like, we love Always. Great Canadian band. I think next up we're bringing you some Fox Warren now.
Yes,
which
yes.
So, one of our very early episodes as well.
Yeah, so our second episode was Andy Schaaf, and Andy Schaaf is a member of Fox Warren.
Yeah.
And again, this is all Canadian content, so you can't go wrong.
No.
This is the best of the best.
This is like,
So,
creme de la creme.
So here we have Fall Into a Dream by Fox Warren. Very multi-dimensional, layered song. Awesome vocals. I need not say more.
Let's
here it is.
It.
Enjoy.
We'll talk about it later.
And we're gonna chat about it later. We'll be back. Thank you.
Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner, and this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donatetocitr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty Just Married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. A fashionable Just Married sweatsuit. And of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donatetocitr.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
None of them are real special.
Yes, yes, yes. DJ Autonomy here from Copy Paste Radio. And sometimes people ask me, if you love CITR so much, why don't you marry it? And I thought,
what are you frightened of?
Why not?
Being alone, I guess.
If you love CITR just as much as I do,
dying alone, living alone,
make the pledge today.
Yeah.
Go to donatetocitr.ca.
Being alone, you know.
We're trying to keep this great community radio station going. We're trying to raise $20,000. Because CITR will never leave you alone. If you're ready to make the pledge, donate to CITR.ca.
I don't need the money.
Are you afraid to die?
No.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
And I am Sam. You just listened to some Fox Warren.
Fall Into a Dream off of their only album, but really awesome.
A great album.
And you also just listened to some Fun Drive PSAs, which kind of told you a little bit more about what Fun Drive has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I think it's about time that Sam and I tell our love story with CITR. This Fun Drive theme is like Vegas wedding. So we're kind of going to be talking about our journey with, our love for, everything that we feel for CITR and how we kind of came to get started here. So
yeah.
I would say
it's a long story, actually.
I mean, there's a lot to unpack. I'm gonna try and be brief. I'll go first.
Yeah.
Around a year ago, I remember it was Fun Drive last year that they opened up. If you've ever been in the Nest, CITR is located in the like bottom atrium area,
mm-hmm.
and there's these glass doors. And Fun Drive last year, they opened up the glass doors, and people were kind of like coming and hanging out and doing crafts. I don't know. And I came in for the first time, and I sat and I was chilling and chatting with people. And shortly after that, around this time last year, Sam and I went to Jasper, who is now our station manager, but at the time was our programming manager. And we said, here's the deal. We want to have a show. Can we? Do you like our idea?
Yeah.
We want to go to concerts. We want to talk about them.
Yeah.
And Jasper being the incredible...
Probably the best person in the country at this moment.
Like, yeah, like Without a doubt, person to come to with this idea ever, let alone
the most supportive person on Earth. Yeah.
On Earth, and the best person to be running this station. He said, "Let's do it." And that was about it. Like there was not even a discussion of like, I don't like, it was just like, that is an awesome idea. Yeah. Let's kind of hit it. Let's go. So Sam and I got quick work with our little demo before we knew it. I think our first episode aired beginning of March last year. Yeah. And ever since, we've been coming in every other Friday. We've been going to concerts. We've been talking about live music. I mean, will say, like, I don't know what my UBC experience would be without this station. We have had, let's kind of get into some of the things we've done with our show,
Sam. I feel like we've done even so much more than just going to concerts, right, and talking about them. Yeah. Like, I feel like through, I don't know, CITR gives you so much, like, creative, I feel like, freedom and license if you're a programmer here or a writer for Discord, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But, like, totally, like, this kind of, like, you know, anything goes, here's the platform. Once you, like, you know how it works, you can kind of just, like, run with it and, like, you know, let your ideas flourish. So we've, like, you know, gone to interview so many cool artists, which we can talk about right now.
Christian Lee Hudson, Indigo D'Souza, to name Fen Lily also, lest we forget.
To name three.
Yeah. And we've only been at this, like, I really can't underestimate how CITR is really a resource that you get out what you put into it. Yeah. So Sam and I kind of went into this with like a certain goal of what we wanted to get out. We wanted to go to more concerts, hopefully interview some people. Mm-hmm. We even at some point got a photo pass to photograph Boy Genius at their sold out concert here
this summer.
And does that make sense? Not entirely, because we're a radio show. Yep. Is it an amazing opportunity regardless that 100%. We would not have without this station? Yes.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's kind of what I think. I don't know why it's so much fun to, like, keep making content for CITR as well. It's because truly, like I think, once you get the ball rolling, I feel like the ideas just get more and more out there. And we were like, oh, my God, we could. Like, I remember when we started our show, we were like, Boy Genius, like, that's a concert we want to go to for the show. Not really expecting anything, like, of it. Except
I don't
for
even
to
know.
Go.
Yeah.
And then I was like, now we were, like, in the pit taking pictures and, like, you know, had been meant to interview the opening act, but then they were like not organized on the day of, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But I was just like, this is so random. Like, this is crazy. Like, we, you know, I was not doing this 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And even at Indigo D'Souza, we also had photo passes and like getting free tickets to things. And I don't know, getting to have a sort of, a sort of role in Vancouver's cultural scene feels really, really important at this age. Cause I feel like, you know, culture is made by young people. So it's actually, the station gives you the ability to have like, you know, a hand to play in it, and not just to be a, like a consumer of it, but to be like part of the production, which is super cool.
And it's, I mean, also, let's kind of just talk about how all of this was essentially free to us. You pay like a yearly membership as a student or as a community member. You don't have to be a UBC student to be a part of CITR, which is super cool.
Yeah.
So I'm graduating in the fall. I'll probably continue to come here and flounce around. Yeah. I don't, my CITR journey is not over.
It's not over.
But yeah, it's like a almost free resource where you can get production training, you can get on-air training, you can start a show, you can write for Discord or magazine. Yeah. There's endless opportunities with that.
I mean, there's also just so much equipment that you get access here too. Like, I feel like learning how to even just like use like the basic like, you know, audio media production tools like what we do in the studio. And then, you know, if you're recording a podcast or recording something like separately, like the editing software is all here.
Free.
There's so much music equipment here. There's so many records. Like, you just have like, a huge like library and catalog of things to choose from that. Yeah. It's super cool that this is like, you know, a resource that exists in such an accessible space. And it's not like safeguarded by, you know, like some arbitrary
paywall like there's like a barrier to entry. And I think the last kind of thing that I love so much about CITR is the people I have met here.
Yeah.
I mean, Sam and I came into the space as already quite close friends.
We did, yeah.
But I don't know. There's just I'm here almost every day. So if you ever feel like you want to pop by, chances are you're going to see my face. But there's also so many other incredible people that work here, that volunteer here, that are on the exec board. Our lovely president, vice president. I'm looking at one of them right now in our lounge, Alex.
Say hi, Alex.
Alex is waving.
Alex gave us a wave and a smile.
Of course, as he always does. But no, the station is run by really incredible people and also a really incredible like student exec. And everyone's just so friendly. And I always say like it can feel kind of intimidating to march on into like a radio station if you don't really know what you want to do or you don't even know if you want to do anything. But everyone is genuinely so friendly. I'm always happy to see new people kind of integrating themselves into the space. And with that, we say to you Back to the Garden listeners, you're going to want to donate.
Yeah, you're going to want to donate right now to keep this ship afloat.
Yes, because it is patrons, like people who donate, whether it's just one time or every year, that really keep the station running and they keep it free and accessible. And in a city like Vancouver, it really is so important to have resources like this, because sometimes mm-hmm. it can feel like, I don't know, it's hard to have fun in cities like this if there's not these amazing community resources that are putting on awesome events.
100%. And I mean, also CITR is not like, I mean, whether it's important to emphasize or not, like not like a new institution either.
No.
Like, it's been here for a long time. I feel like it's seen Vancouver through many stages of growth and change and has remained, I think, you know, pretty like close to its values the entire time, which I think is also impressive in the city where things get swept up in, you know, our new economy of, you know, high prices, or oftentimes get killed by that. So I think it's super cool that CITR is still here.
Yes, awesome. And it would be a UBC experience without CITR with me. A UBC experience without CITR would be a very sad one for me. Yeah, I will say.
I agree.
So with that, we're gonna play a little bit more music.
Let's get some
because
more CanCon.
Like, after all, we are a music show, and we're gonna keep chatting with you. Don't worry. But for now, I think we're gonna play two tunes. I've got Eulogy for You and Me off of Tanya Davis's Clocks and Hearts Keep Going. This is a artist from Prince Edward Island. I've loved this song for quite a while. It came to mind because it's kind of like a love. It's a love song.
Love episode.
A love episode to CITR.
Yeah.
And after that, we have friend of the show, Loving.
Yeah, I was going to say, we interviewed Loving. And not, we didn't record it, actually, because it was very impromptu, but we did interview them.
Yes. So friend of the show, Loving, their new single, No Mast. These are two awesome songs. We do hope you enjoy. While you're listening, just think of how much you love CITR.
Enjoy.
All of that. Yeah. Enjoy.
Gonna turn back soon. The season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time. My room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green. This season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming. Short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart's safe keeping. For my soul's heaving. To the cold and winter to last. Clock is gonna turn back soon. I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go. No, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches. Little chocolate bars are for little kids. I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down. No, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. The clock tick-tocks and I walk alone like I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stopped over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea. Look up again, grieve my days.
Hey, this is Coleman from Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio, broadcasting on CITR since 1985, which actually makes the show even older than I am, and I am beyond stoked to have been hosting Power Chord for the last 8 years and be part of a show with such a legacy at a station that is as cool and fun as CITR with such interesting and diverse programming that has been doing it for so many years. And a place where anyone with any kind of experience level from any background can indulge their creative interests, and that I get to share so much great music with so many people and be part of the amazing metal scene here in Vancouver and support it in whatever small way I can. And you can support it and this station in whatever way that you can by donating to the Fun Drive. So, with that, please donate to Fun Drive!
Exploding Head Movies on Monday nights here. Have you heard? It's Fun Drive.
Do it. Fun Drive runs from February 1st to February 8th here on CITR, and we're working on replacing our antenna, our transmitter, and rebuilding an on-air studio, and we would need your help.
Say it. Yes. I do.
Say yes to CITR. We've been in love with you for over 80 years, and we want to keep that relationship going. Please visit donate2citr.ca. That's donate2citr.ca to donate to the 2024 edition of Fun Drive here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sure. Any danger.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
And I am Sam.
We're taking you back to the garden today for our special Fun Drive episode, playing only Canadian content, talking about how much we love CITR, how much we love Discorder Meg, and how you should donate.
You should 100% donate to keep everything about CITR and Discorder Magazine free and accessible to all, because
as an awesome community resource.
Yeah, because that is rare in the city and super just amazing and cool, because it's not just free, it's actually like worthwhile.
Yeah.
Which again, seldom do those line up in the city specifically.
Yes. A worthwhile and accessible resource in Vancouver, few and far between.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to talk a bit about some, another element of CITR, which is Discorder Magazine, which for those out and about around Vancouver, you may have seen at like coffee shops and record stores.
JJ Bean.
Venues, like, yeah, all over the city. I think mainly like around like East Van and like
East Van,
there's Main, like.
Yeah, like a lot of record stores on Main Street, as well as like I've seen some in a JJ. I saw one in Aperture on Main the other day.
Yeah, I saw that. I think they have them at like Grounds for Coffee. Anyways, yeah. Super cool. So Discorder is CITR's magazine. It's existed for a little less time than CITR, so it was like, you know, a new development after CITR was invented as a radio station. But super really awesome resource in the city. Yeah.
Super and really
as
awesome.
As a writer, that was a little embarrassing actually that I just like phrased it like that. But amazing resource in the city for really up-to-date arts and culture, like report, like, you know, journalism and reporting on what's going on in the city. I find it to be a super well-designed resource and magazine that, I mean, it's a work of art in and of itself, and it's commenting on art. It's the type of magazine you'll find that comments on, like, you know, what's going on in music in the city, what's going on in visual arts, what's going on in performance, what's going on in, you know, literature, to name a few. Like, truly anything and everything will be covered in a Discorder magazine.
Yeah.
It's always a surprise. It's always something new. I've been a writer for them now for just not quite a year yet, so I've written a few pieces.
Yeah.
One was a book review I did for a Hazel Jane Plant book, which is one of my favorite like Vancouver-based writers. Super, super cool writer.
Very beautifully done.
Very beautifully done, which was super fun to get like the opportunity to do that in a magazine. And then my most recent piece was the cover story of our
most recent issue,
yeah, which was covering the wonderfully kooky and fabulous Bill Can, one of my favorite bands in the city, after I got to meet them actually and have an amazing conversation with them, and they were super fun. And they are playing the Fun Drive kind of finale show, which will be
on February 10th at Redgate.
Yeah. February 10th, 8 p.m., Redgate, $15 or pay what you can, as most things with CITR. And at a
we keep it accessible.
But, yeah.
No one turned away for lack of funds, that type of situation.
Yeah.
And I have an exciting announcement. If you were listening yesterday, you may have heard that myself and two other lovely CITR exec members, I believe, we're going to be hosting.
Hosting the big Fun Drive.
The big Fun Drive finale. So, I mean, if you come, as always, the one thing that I can promise if I'm hosting an event at Redgate, which I've done now a few times, is I'm going to be wearing something kooky and I'm going to bring the fun.
Yeah.
And the fun is going to be there by default, but, like, I mean, no doubt about it, if you enter Redgate on February 10th, two Saturdays from now, pay what you can, 8 p.m. to see Bill Can, Zulema Natlak, and Janky
Bungag. The only band I'm familiar with on this list is Bill Can, and they are worthwhile enough to come
in and
to
of
the
itself.
Event. They are like fun. That will make the event fun in and
fun
of itself.
Fun Drive.
If you want to hear more about Bill Can before coming to the fabulous Fun Drive next week, you should pick up a copy of Discorder Magazine.
They're
all over the city. I think you can find the drop spots also on the CITR website. Or, you know, let it like
on Fanta Records on Instagram, because our CITR Instagram got like shut down by
the government. Yeah. With that whole like media thing. But yeah, find yourself a copy of the magazine, read up on Bill Cann, you know, and prepare yourself before coming to the Fun Drive finale show. You know, just, you know, an incredible another part of CITR is that there's this awesome magazine all over the city that is free. It's filled with amazing artwork by students and other contributors and illustrations and photography.
Lovely graphics and photography.
Yeah, like,
my fun little hack is that I have a little collection like on my dining room table, but I also have a few stashed away for when I want to wrap like gifts. This Christmas, I actually wrapped my dad's like Christmas gift that I made him in the issue that Sam had written.
Yeah.
And when he like opened up his Christmas gift, he also was like reading Sam's like book review. It was really cute. So if you ever want some like funky and unique wrapping paper, I will say, pick up an extra issue of Discorder, and it serves as like a fun, like, first of all, they look beautiful. They have beautiful illustrations. Mm-hmm. They're beautifully
like collage
designed.
Collage art, like,
lovely.
I've seen it, like, I've gone to people's houses and they have it on their fridge. Like, they have, like,
there's calendars in every issue. There's horoscopes in every issue. It's really cool. It's like a all-in-one community, art-centered, music-centered magazine that even you could write for if you're a member of CITR Discorder.
Yeah.
And for that reason, donate to CITR.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Keep the good times rolling. Keep more issues coming out.
Exactly.
You know? But yeah, I think with that, we are going to play some more music for you.
Yeah.
So what do we have up next? We'll play a few songs.
We have All at Once by Half Moon Run off of Seasons of Change. And then Some Are Lakes by Land of Talk off of album Some Are Lakes. Two really cool Canadian artists.
Yeah.
You know how we're doing today.
Yeah.
All CanCon, all
love
fun.
It. Love it.
So please enjoy. As always, I trust you will.
Yeah.
Feel a dream coming in, it's the first step.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly.
And I am Sam. We are bringing you back to the garden.
As we do every other Friday from 10 to 11. Today's our special Fun Drive episode. We're kind of closing out the hour with three amazing Montreal artists because today is just strictly chatting about how much we love CITR, chatting about how you should donate to FunDrive and CITR at donate2citr.ca. And yeah, we're just going to close out the hour with three awesome tunes from Montreal. However, currently someone is ringing in and I have to level with everyone. I don't really know how to kind of accept the call.
I don't know. So I was going to say whoever's ringing in right now, we love you and we appreciate you so much. But unfortunately, Molly and I do actually not know how to answer that.
Like, so I fear that accepting someone calling in right now may derail everything for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So whoever you are, if you happen to have Instagram and want to reach out to us and chat to us, you can reach out on backtothegarden.citr on Instagram.
Or email. We have our email too.
At backtothegarden@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We would love to take calls in the future. I'm just not entirely confident that I have the facility to kind of pick that up right now.
But that is something, that's why you guys should donate, because more training is
more
training is possible through donations, which means that the next time people call in, we'll be like ready to go.
We'll kind of be ready to accept that call. We're not the type of show that normally receives calls. So I am enchanted and delighted by the prospect of someone wanting to call in and chat to us. But with that,
we're gonna play you a few different artists from Montreal now. So Canadian content that I think oftentimes, I feel like there's like oftentimes when like bands are from Montreal, I always have like friends not from Canada that know them and love them and are always shocked because in their mind they're like, Canada, like no, this person's from like Montreal, and I'm like, yeah, that's like
Montreal's gonna Canada. Be in Canada,
yeah, like,
Diva.
We're gonna play Catronata in a bit. And I'm like Catronata. He's our boy. He's Canadian.
So we've got Almost Lost You by No Cosmos from Montreal.
Yeah.
Intimidated, featuring her, Catronata,
yeah.
Montreal. Yeah. And lastly, friend of the show, longtime love of ours, Men I Trust, Anti Meridium.
Gonna close it out with a very, like, you know,
euphoric.
Magical, yeah.
If it was sunny outside, I'd recommend you, like, lay in the grass, look up at the sky.
Yeah,
but
lay in the garden, but.
Back to the garden. We gotta go.
But here we are. So here are your last three songs. We have a new album from No Cosmos coming out this year. They're super cool. If you guys know Busty and the Bass, this is like a member of Busty and the Bass's solo project.
Lovely.
And it's more of an ambient, jazzy, electronic kind of vibe.
Yeah.
That my friend Elliot, who hosts the song Moonbaths at CITR, put me onto. So
lovely.
Shout out to Elliot. But
shout out CITR.
Yeah.
Shout out Elliot.
The
shout out
here.
Canada content.
Yeah.
We gotta go, guys. We're going crazy. But do enjoy.
Yeah, let's have some fun, some higher tempo, and we'll chat with you in a bit. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Everyone, this has been Back to the Garden for 101.9 FM CITR. It's been a pleasure, as always.
It has been, truly riotous in the studio today.
We've been thrashing around. We've been filled with the joy of CITR, the joy of fundraising.
The joy of Canadian music. The joy of
contributing to community through accessible resources, music, art,
I'm,
writing.
Vibrating with pleasure right now. but truly, thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for people who've donated, and thank you to anyone thinking of donating or who has just been an avid listener and supporter of CITR and Discorder Magazine. We are ending the day off today with Antimeridium by Men I Trust, another
just
Canadian
the most
classic.
Gorgeous song of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Absolutely gorgeous.
We will be back with you in 2 weeks for one of our, normal episodes that will no longer be a fundraising episode, but we hope to see you there. And see you at the Fun Drive finale, February 10th.
I most certainly will
at
be.
Redgate.
Say hello. Give me a wave. Give me a high five. I don't know.
Yeah. Bring a Back to the Garden sign if you want to be identified as a fan. Whatever floats your boat. Amazing lineup with amazing performers who are very dear to our hearts.
We look forward to seeing you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for donating. And thanks for spending time with us. This has been Sam and Molly for Back to the Garden. Antimeridium, Men I Trust, is kind of ringing us out. And have an amazing Friday.
Yeah.
Bye, all.
Ciao.